Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Fine Food Friday, December 2nd. I'm Ray Graff. 'Twas many nights before Christmas and all through the studio. Not an airwave was stirring, not even mic one. Doesn't even rhyme. Who wrote this? All right, continue reading. Because we're too busy drooling over the delicious Italian food in front of us, brought by our guest on today's show, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. So now we're in blank verse. It's not even a poem anymore. I'll tell you what. Rocco was booked for this show a while ago. And he said, you know what we did last December? We did an Italian Christmas show. And I said, Rocco, it's a little early. It's only December 2nd. He said, we're doing it anyway. So we're doing it anyway. And frankly, we could all use a little holiday cheer. So it's Italian Christmas on Food Friday with Rocco DeFazio, 800-348-2551. It's coming up after the news.
Sli quattro giucci, sciapte le campanelle, mo che scoppani, veniva giù una passatelle, quando sono le campanelle, ne votiamo la casa bella, mo che sponda luna, ne va giù una balladelle.
Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday today, and I'm getting funny looks from the control room. You can leave that music rolling under. There's a, well, you know, Christmas Eve is a big deal in many Italian-American families. It plays food playing a central role in the celebrations. And we have an expert here today. We did this show last year, later in the month, and Rocco DeFazio is here of DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy. And he likes to do the Italian Christmas. And so glad to have you back, Rocco.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You know, and we booked the show, and I thought we'd just do pizzas and the things that you do, and you said, we got to do this again.
Got to do the fishes.
So, you know, you talked about when I said, I've got some great music like this.
Oh, the best.
And you said, it's going to take me back to this Christmas in 1966. First, let me give the phone number. You want to call in and share your memories or get a recipe or two from the great Rocco DeFazio. It's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. So what was so special about 1966?
Well, it was a time in our neighborhood when everything was rocking.
Yeah.
You know, it was just the neighborhood, I would say, was at its peak in 1966.
Which neighborhood?
Our neighborhood on 4th Street, the Little Italy neighborhood.
So where you are now is where you were when you were a kid.
1951.
Wow.
And I'm still there.
Amazing.
And I love it.
So it was a rocking time.
66. It was rocking. We had so many schools in the neighborhood. LaSalle Institute was there, which started like in 1850.
Right.
We had St. Mary's School, School 10, St. Anthony, we had all these wonderful schools. Everybody, all the families, the grandmothers, the grandfathers were living, you know, together. And that Christmas Eve was memorable for me because it was when I got to visit, because I would be the delivery boy in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They would call up my dad, Tony, I need another pound of grated cheese. Can you send Rocco
over? So you'd be the guy.
So I'd be running to these houses, and you'd walk in, and Dominic would hand you, hey, Rocco, you got to try my homemade Italian wine tonight. So, you know, I'm in eighth grade.
Right.
And I'm indulging in some really good wine. And I'll go to another house. Rocco, you got to try this whiskey sour. It's the best.
Yeah. Make the best. Troy, 1966 was a good year in Troy.
Whiskey sours. And it was just meeting the people and having a good time. And it was just, that's where I go back to.
But food for you.
Oh,
you brought, well, first of all, let's
we
talk
brought
about
all
what
seven
you,
fishes.
You brought seven fishes, just which seven. Is a tradition that goes back a long, long
hundreds
time.
Hundreds of years. Primarily where my mom and dad are from southern Italy.
Yeah.
My dad was from Calabria. My mother is from Naples. And there, the Feast of the Seven Fishes was huge. Not so much in northern Italy, but in southern Italy, it was huge. You know, you had the fasting all week,
right,
preparing yourself. And like I said earlier, fasting is big among the Italian community because the rewards at the end of it are so great. So you don't mind holding off on a few niceties because, man, are you going to feast.
So this would be the reward.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, you know, little Rocco in 1966 fasting all week and then goes and has a sip of whiskey sour. Not necessarily the best plan in the world.
Now, laughing all night.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, you're visiting people. Every, you know, you go to one house, they're giving you the fried smelts. You go to another house, somebody's giving you some bacala. You go in someplace else, somebody, you know, so-and-so makes the best anchovy pizza. They're giving you some of that. And you know at 12 o'clock, you got to go to 12 o'clock Mass.
Absolutely.
The high Mass.
Absolutely.
Which lasts about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We used to take bets on who was going to pass out in the middle.
And you weren't serving, I hope.
No. Who was going to pass out because the church would be packed.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody's bundled up, and you've been eating and drinking since like 2 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Okay. And we're taking, okay, who, you know, is Joey going to pass out? is Donnie going to pass out?
Or all of the above.
Is all of the above.
Yeah, man.
And it was great. And then after the 12 o'clock Mass, you would go back to people's houses and you would have dessert.
Mm.
And we're going to be doing that.
We're going to have dessert as well?
We're going to have dessert.
So we have 7 fishes here.
7
and
fish.
And once again, the number here on this Food Friday with Rocco DeFazio is 800-348-2551. And the significance of the 7. Now, I know there have been some, sometimes there's more numbers. There can be bigger numbers.
You know, the sacraments, 7 sacraments, the 7... deadly sin, whatever.
You can
it is.
Add. You can add to that. I know some people have 11.
Oh, 11, 13, whatever right. You have.
7 and 11, it's like a craps game.
Right, like exactly. I think 11 is like the number you pretty much stop at.
Yeah, that's
you know?
It. You've had enough.
You know, if my grandfather was still alive, we'd be doing eel, which you said you would.
Well, as long as the eel isn't staring back at me.
Yes, which I told you that story last Christmas.
Yeah.
About how my grandfather would put the eels in the bathtub.
Oh, yes.
Because you couldn't, you had to kill them and prepare them right away.
Right.
So we put them in the bathtub upstairs. So my mother invites her cousin Anna to come over to make zeppelis that night.
Yeah.
So they're upstairs, and Anna says, I got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Well, not knowing, when she walked in there, turned on the light, who's staring at her from bathtub were the two wheels.
Little disconcerting. Absolutely. Done a couple of Food Fridays where they're staring back at me, and if they said something, I was leaving the studio.
So, you know, those are the kind of memories you have growing up in an Italian neighborhood.
So what do we want to start with, Rocco?
Let's start with the traditional.
I love this.
The fried, because all day the women are frying up smelts, calamari.
Yeah.
And the bacala salad. So start with the bacala salad.
All right, let's see now. If I can, we're going to have to serve ourselves here. This is self-service.
And the bacala is cod.
Okay, now I like that.
Dry cod.
Yeah.
Which...
It's salted though, right?
Oh, no. No, we would soak it for 3 days in running water. You know, you would soak it to get... Because when we would get the salted cod...
Yeah.
You could drive in a nail with it. It was
yeah,
so dry and
that's
hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you would soak it literally for days on end in your bathtub.
Yeah.
Bathtub. Because, you know, back then you only used the bathtub on Saturdays.
Right.
Right? So the rest of the week you could use it for whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Keeping the eels or soaking your your cod.
Right, absolutely. Soaking your cod, so to speak. I think you can say that in public radio. Yeah, sure.
So,
you all right?
So we would soak the cod for 3 days.
Yeah.
Get all the salt out of it. Get it nice and tender. And then you would start preparing it.
And you have olives in there and
there's
two
olives,
different kinds, looks
some
like.
There's about 4 different types.
Really?
Of
I love
dry
olives.
Dry cured. Be careful, there's bits are still in them.
Yeah.
But the cod is wonderful. The bacala. And, you know, they say there's a legend that in Naples, they know how to cook cod 365 different ways.
Yeah.
You know, because cod, because you could preserve it so long, all the Italian families had it, you know. And you could, you know, one of the best dishes I like was when my mother would, with tomato sauce, some potatoes, the olives, the capers.
Mm.
And, oh, and the it's real good.
Oh, this bacala is great. You going to have some?
I already helped myself.
It's
so this
delicious.
Is all for you guys here. Yeah, oh, it's very good.
So it's for everybody at the state. Hey, Zach, you like the bacala?
The bacala.
Zach, right, let's take a call here, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll eat some more. Let's go over to Francis in Johnstown. Francis, you're on.
Oh, man, are you bringing back memories? I'm telling you. Yeah, I just wanted to ask a couple of things. First, on a note of sadness, I miss the Italians. I miss the beauty of the language.
Yes.
All my people from Sicily. But I wanted to ask you, did your people make the arancini, the rice ball?
Oh, my God, yes. They would.
Oh,
the best. The best. You fill them either with the cheese or with the meat, the meatball. You cut them in half.
Absolutely.
You put this. Arancinis are the best.
Idea.
Matter of fact, after the first of the year, we're going to start preparing those.
Oh, at DeFazio's?
At DeFazio's.
Oh, fantastic. I think, did I have
rice
them last
balls.
Year?
No, but we're going to be doing it. I've been working on a recipe, and I think we're going to be offering rice balls.
Hey, man, if you
need. Because I do like chicken parm meatballs. I do turkey meatballs, pork and beef. Now it's time to do the rice balls.
All right, you're killing me here. All right, Rocco DeFazio is our guest.
Love their arancinis. They're the best. Go to the North End.
All right, thank you. I'll listen on the radio.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. Thank you.
Man.
And so it is. It is Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. It is a Christmas feast here. Seven fishes
we have in front of us,
and we are going to take a
Indulge.
Break, and then we're going to eat a little more.
Chew your food.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Support for WMC comes from Shannon Rose Design, Saratoga Springs, New York, working to help companies and organizations express their identities through corporate branding, web design and development, and graphic design for almost three decades. ShannonRose.com. Big Y, family-owned and operated, with Big Y Express stations in Lee and Pittsfield, celebrating 80 years of serving communities throughout New England. BigY.com. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses, nbtbank.com. The Cheryl R. Lindenbaum Comprehensive Cancer Center at New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital, newyorkpresbyterian.org/Hudson Valley to learn more. And Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, now booking holiday parties at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout Western Massachusetts. BlueHeronDining.com/catering.
For Louis and the dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
And welcome back to the party here on a Food Friday. It's an Italian Christmas, a little early in December. Ray Graff with Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy. How are things at the shop?
Oh, buzzing.
It's a wonderful
buzzing.
Place.
Thank you.
If it was only like right next to my house.
So he just handed out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to get out of the house.
Okay, so we've had the
bacalà,
and it was delicious. And we'll be feeding our engineer and call screener a little bit. So what do we got next, man?
Next, we're going to do the smelts.
Ah, the smelts.
The wonderful smelts that, the men in the neighborhood would go fishing up to the Great Lakes area.
Yeah.
And or you could get smelts in the rivers that are located next to the ocean, like in the They would come back with hundreds and hundreds of smelts. Smelts are like you put a net in the water and then you just fill up a net. And they would freeze them right there on the ice, bag them. And one particular gentleman, he was the best, Reggie Tedesco.
Yeah.
Reggie would bring my mother bags of these smelts. And Reggie was a character. I'll tell you a quick story about Reggie. Reggie was 18 years old, got drafted in World War II.
Yeah.
Goes out to California. Okay, misses mom, misses his family, misses his girlfriend. Okay, he wakes up the first morning. He's got to go to calisthenics. Guess who his calisthenic instructor was?
Who?
Joe DiMaggio.
No way.
All of a sudden, he forgot his mother, his girlfriend. He played for Joe DiMaggio.
Wow.
For 3 years.
You're kidding me.
No, on Joe DiMaggio's baseball team at the camp.
Well, that's pretty great.
Would you like... Yeah, he all of a sudden forgot everybody in the neighborhood.
A little pressure, though, if Joe DiMaggio's the coach of the team.
He loved them.
That's awesome.
He showed me the autographed book, his team book. Yeah, Joe ran the baseball.
That's an amazing
He said
stuff.
The generals would drive Joe around the camp.
Oh, my God, big star.
He was the man. So, out of California.
Anyway.
All right, the smelts.
Yeah.
You fry them.
Okay.
Okay, you take the heads off, the entrails.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
That's great.
And you just, some flour. Okay, I like to put a little salt, black pepper, some cayenne pepper in the flour.
Yeah.
And then just fry them, and you dip them in sauce.
Okay, so this is the chili sauce? Or
chili sauce, yeah. Or you could do with hot sauce.
Okay.
Little lemon on it.
Okay, well, I think the hotter the better for my smelt here. Let's see.
And remember, we got the...
What do you do? You put honey on the smelt?
No, you put old Italian trick about getting heat out of your mouth. You put a spoon in the honey.
Oh, I'll be darned.
No more heat.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
All right, so let's give it a shot. Now, you're going to have some, Rocco? I don't like to, be watched while I'm eating, man.
You're forcing me.
All right, here we go. Smelt.
Smelt.
Hey, Mom, I'm eating smelt. You're listening up there, here we go.
I can't believe you never ate this stuff.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Rocco, this
very
is great.
Inexpensive.
That's good smelt. Where'd you get it? Green Island?
No. I bought some from the local fish.
Oh, it's real good.
It's very really good.
It's mild. It's very tasty.
And you just fry them up, and bang, you would eat, when you're having some wine or some... whiskey sours.
Yeah.
This is all the pre-stuff that you're having.
Prior
all,
to midnight mass.
No, all afternoon you're having all this fried food.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to lead up. Next is the calamari.
All right, the calamari. We know this.
As you know, with squid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't do it right, it can be kind of a tough. It can be
well,
kind of.
You got to watch it.
Chewy. And you did it right.
Again, a little flour. Season your flour a little bit, put it in. Stay right there. You got to stay right there when you're frying food.
Very good.
Bang, in and out.
I love the breading. I mean,
it's very good.
So,
just flour, you could add a little cornmeal to it.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And by the way, while we're here eating and drinking, I want to thank you for this iced tea. This is phenomenal stuff.
Yes, this is Maria Gallo makes the best tea ever.
And it's got a little mint, a little lemon.
Lemon, it's the best. I'll tell you, I'm a big tea drinker. When I was a young boy, I used to make, sun tea, where you get the tea bags and put them in the.
My mom did, but.
And then you put them out in the sun. I love ice. This is the best iced tea I've ever had.
Yeah, this is great.
It's the best.
How'd you get it? Keep it cold all the way from Troy?
It's December, Ray.
Mm. You make a point. This is great. So this is all natural, Nanny's.
Iced tea. And this is the Dolce Limone. She makes a mint, which is incredible.
Well, you can taste the mint in this.
And a little bit in that.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Very nice. Our guest today is Rocco DeFazio. We have an Italian Christmas once a year on this program. A week or two earlier than usual, but given the climate and the general mood we've been hearing from our callers and
gotta have fun.
And email, we need a little fun.
A little fun.
And the number here is 800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. So far, the smelt, phenomenal. The bacala, phenomenal. The
bacala.
Yeah, the bacala is great.
And the calamari.
Yeah, it's squid, right?
Squid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's squid. And the other way you prepare squid is you stuff the tubes with breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Like a bread filling. Oh.
I've had some bad calamari that is not well prepared, and it's been not an enjoyable experience.
Yeah,
to eat.
Yeah.
So is it a trick?
Knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, and
basically,
so
and have I was talking to someone one day, and they asked me, "So what's the secret ingredient?" Says your sauces. I said, "No, what the secret ingredient is? Passion."
No, there are a lot of people who are passionate, say musicians, and they stink.
Oh,
it's
I don't
not
know.
Just passion.
And talent, if you
okay,
know.
Okay, there you go.
But you
don't
gotta,
be modest.
You got to say, I take pride in this.
But it's experience too. I mean, you probably failed a couple of times in the early days.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, and the sauce, this chili-ish sauce, it's sweet.
Just
and
regular.
You didn't make this?
No, I didn't make that. I just picked that up.
Well then, congratulations to the Heinz Company because they did a hell of a job.
That's very good.
Our number is 800-348-2551. We go to Mike in Newburg. Mike, you're on with the great Rocco DeFazio.
I hear you. How you doing, Rocco?
Very good, Mike.
Good. I got a question for you. Since you're definitely doing all the good stuff there, have you ever heard of a dish called fried pumpkin bolognese?
Fried pumpkin? No. No,
I got to tell you, if you like eggplant, this is to die for.
Really?
Basically, it's fried pumpkin, and it's fresh mozzarella, red roasted peppers, and, you know, basically a cooked down balsamic vinegar on a, like a hero or whatever.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, once you have it, you won't
I'll
be
look
able
it
to
up.
Stop.
I'll look it up and I'll try it.
Is that an old school recipe, or is that something that is
a family
a hybrid?
Thing?
It's kind of a hybrid. Yeah, it's kind of a family recipe, so to speak. But you know, amazing stuff.
Cool.
Really amazing.
I got to try that sometime.
Hey, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Our number is 800-348-2551. What are you pointing at, Rocco?
The pizza.
Oh,
the pizza.
Oh, you want a piece?
No, you're gonna have.
I'd love a piece. All right, let's go back to, you know, I have to get calls.
Oh, you have to talk.
So,
sorry.
I'm going
to
take Grace from Millbrook. And
Grace.
Grace, you talk to Rocco, and I'll try the anchovy pizza.
Okay.
Hey,
all
Grace.
Right. Hi, Rocco. Listen, I want to thank you for those wonderful memories.
Weren't they the best?
Because my father would bring home the eels, and in our kitchen next to our little sink was a big deep sink.
Yes.
And I was a kid, and my sister was a couple of years older than I was. And when he would bring them out and they were wiggling, we would be screaming. And then he would take them by the tail, and he would slam them.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's how he killed them.
Oh, he was vicious.
Oh, happy time.
That wasn't humane. You don't call that humanely killed.
No, those days, forget it. My father
that was traumatic.
Say, forget it. I got to eat them.
I got to eat them. Come on. You got to beat them.
New frontiers
smelts.
In public radio.
Oh, my God. When my mother used to fry the smelts, we would hardly let them cool off.
Oh, right. The best.
She would season the flour,
yes.
Fry them, and we'd eat them.
Right away. It's like candy.
Oh,
Italian
my God.
Candy.
And it always amazed me how the whole spine just lifted right out.
Yes. Yes.
In one piece.
The best. Smelts are
okay.
Great.
So I just wanted to call to
thanks.
Thank you. You really gave me a lift today.
Oh, that's great.
That's what we're here for.
Thanks, Grace.
Right.
Thank you,
and
dear.
Enjoy all that delicious food.
Oh,
And don't forget, you're from Naples. My father was from Amalfi.
Amalfi.
My mother was from Avellino.
Avellino. Wow. Yes.
And she made the best. Truthfully, till this day,
what is that?
Her recipe is the best in the world.
Well, Rocco's going to have to tell me what struffoli is.
What's struffoli again? Quick.
Struffoli, the little honey balls.
Oh, the honey balls. Yes, yes.
My
that they would mound
would
them like
the
a little mountain. Yes.
Yeah, oh, God. My father would make the zeppoli. My mother would
the
make
zeppoli.
The struffoli.
I love zeppoli.
Oh,
did your mother ever
used to
stuff the zeppoli with the bacala?
No, that
wow.
She didn't do. Oh, but I could never make the bacala as good as she made it.
My mother would make the zeppolis with anchovies and bacala. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, with the anchovies, my father did that sometimes. But I remember her soaking. We'd walk in from school and we'd see all that bacala soaking.
Soaking in the
days.
Water.
For days.
You got it.
Well, Grace, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bon Natale.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye now. You know, Rocco? That anchovy pizza is phenomenal. I'm not joking. It is phenomenal.
Well, number one, the crust is my spicy red pepper crust.
Yeah, you got a spice to that.
And then I put in these special Italian spicy anchovies.
Oh.
How good is
it? It's so good that this pizza may be going home with Uncle Ray. That's how good it is. Now let's go to Mark in Schenectady. Mark, you're on.
Hey, Ray. The show, I'm all choked up. My mother passed 5 years ago, my father 10, and and Christmas Eve was always our time.
That was it.
We would all gather and we'd have the baklava, we'd have the schmel, and later in life it was always a joke because my mom used to make the schmel, and then somebody took over that responsibility so she could do the crabs and the linguine and clam sauce.
Oh yeah.
So my brother would make it 1 year, and then I'd make it the other year, and we'd compare who was closest to mom.
The mom.
Yeah, so.
Who spent more time with mom?
Yeah, who is the best at doing the smell? It's always a big thing. So it's a wonderful show, and I'm glad that you're there. And I driving around Christmas, you know how it is when you lose your parents.
Oh, man,
you know,
tell me.
Your parents, you know.
Yeah.
And in that, you know.
You're an orphan.
Tie into close to food. You know, everything happens around the kitchen table.
That's
so.
Right. Well, thanks.
You know, I don't have to tell you, so.
Hey, we appreciate the call, buddy. Yeah, have a good one. Thank you for calling. Our number here is 800-348-2511. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. Okay, we've done three now, three of the seven.
We still got four to
go. And you're rocking. Each level's getting better, so I hate to see what will happen by the end of the show. Let's go to line four and Christine in Dalton, Mass. Christine.
Yes. Hi there.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Maya and Isla was my mother, and she used to cook catfish and greens every Christmas.
Yeah. And 365 ways.
Oh, my God. It was so delicious, and I lost her 4 years ago, and I lost that recipe.
Oh, wow.
And I have the codfish. If you could tell me how to do it, she used to do it in the crock pot, and I remember there were a lot of onions and broccoli in it. Does it sound familiar?
I mean, there's so many ways.
You can cook bacalao 365 ways, my mother would tell me, in Naples. I'll tell you, the best thing to do is, I don't know that particular recipe, but I know my mom used to do it, not in a crock pot, but she would, a light tomato sauce, the olives, potatoes, and it would just simmer and put the bacalao in. And all the some capers, and it would all just meld together, and bacalao would take the taste of, all those ingredients. And
It was unbelievable.
The best.
Yeah.
Bacalao saved a lot of Italian lives because it was so plentiful and expensive, and you could preserve it.
You make a point.
And the smelts, I lost all of that Christmas with my Italian side of my family when she passed. So
we still do it.
You guys are awesome. It was great to hear you. Thank you so much. Please stay on the air.
Well, thank you, Christine. We appreciate it. A German-American and Italian doing a show about Italian food. Who's the expert? Let's go to Jim in North Pownell. Jim, you're on.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Great show.
Thank you.
I've got a calamari thing. I love calamari done in the Italian style, but I also do it in an Oriental style. I take calamari and I fry it in olive oil with onions and garlic and stir fried vegetables and hot red pepper and serve it over a bed of rice. And it is just absolutely spectacular. I've had people come to my house, and I've done it for them, and they just go nuts over it.
Oh, yeah. Squid is like one of those dishes that almost every, like you said, very big in the Asian community.
Yeah. And, I mean, I love it any way it's prepared, but I like to prepare foods for people, and I've come up with this crazy recipe that really, really works.
If it tastes good, it's not crazy.
That's right.
It's wonderful.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Great show.
Hey,
great.
We appreciate the call. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. And I guess we'll have to eat. We'll take another call or
take
two.
Take another call.
Take a break, and then we'll go on to course.
And we're going
to
chew our food.
I'm trying to chew. It's tough. Let's go to Pete in Gilderland. Pete, you're on.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking it. Question about eggplant parmesan, if you have some input. I'm wondering how important is it to fry it first to get the flavor? I do find even if you slice it and maybe put a weight on it, drain out the water, it's still, if you do fry it first, it absorbs a ton of oil. So I'm just wondering if there's any secrets to not frying it or a better way to fry it.
Well, do you put it in flour at all?
Normally I don't.
Try it with the flour. Just dredge it a little bit with some flour, season the flour a little bit, and then try it. And I don't think you're not going to get that saturated oil.
Oh, okay.
Try it.
Not egg and flour, just flour is fine.
Flour.
Huh.
Very good.
Very
and then, but it is important to fry it before baking it to get some flavor into it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
okay,
but
great.
Dredge it in some flour, just flour, and then see how
so
you
no
like
egg.
It.
Surprising. Yeah. Well, thank you, Pete. We appreciate that call. And I don't know. We got a minute here before the next break. You want to take one more?
Take another one.
All right, let's take. You know what, Rocco? I'm listening to you. Let's go to Emily in Plainfield. You're on with Rocco DeFazio.
Hi. You guys are bringing back memories. I am not Italian, but I dated a wonderful guy in my 20s, and we'd go to his aunt's house for Christmas Eve and have the fish feast. And her specialty, I think their last name was Marzigliano. And her specialty was a red sauce with hard shell crab in it.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Have you ever heard? Or, this was in Jersey City, New Jersey, and they'd make it every year, and it was so good. They'd do it over pasta.
Oh, hard shell. Never had hard shell crab like that. But,
okay, because it was like, you know, they did several. They did fried cod and some other of the kinds of things you're describing at calamari, but the big, like, highlight of the meal was this pasta sauce, red sauce with hard shell crab in it. It was so good, and they had it every Christmas Eve.
Well, you know what was the key? Her sauce was very
That's
good.
That's the thing.
I mean, that was the
key. And when you went to their house for Christmas, you'd have, like, a big, rich pasta with either brujol or, you know, some really sustaining pasta dish, and then they'd bring out the turkey and stuffing. Yeah. And people would just eat and drink and make merry all day. It was great
all
fun.
All day and all
Fantastic.
Night.
Fantastic.
Well, Emily, thanks for the show. It's really fun.
Thanks a lot. We're going to take a break here. Our guest is Rocco DeFazio. It's an Italian Christmas Eve feast here on Food Friday, 800-348-2551.
Santa Nicola, won't you hear my plea? I want a girl, a pretty little girl who comes from Italy. Eyes like blue Italian skies, lips that taste like wine. Santa Nicola, make her mine all mine.
Support for WMT comes from Cafe Capriccio. Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. Spirit House Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, SpiritHAUS.com. Gazebo, Northampton, Massachusetts, an independent lingerie shop specializing in bra and post-mastectomy fittings, providing support to the Pioneer Valley for almost 40 years, the-gazebo.com. SUNY Schenectady County Community College, offering over 55 degree, certificate, and program options in music, culinary arts, business, liberal arts, math, and science, sunyscc.edu. And Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, offering over 100 chocolates, including truffles, buttercrunch, and sea-salted caramels, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville. UncleSamsCandy.com.
Welcome back to the show. It's Food Friday. It is Christmas Italian style with Rocco DeFazio. Ray Graff here. Our number is 800-348-2551. All right, Rocco, next course in our seven fishes.
Now we're going with the pasta courses.
Ah.
And what you're indulging in right now is tonno puttanesca.
Ooh.
Which is...
Tell us about it while I chew.
Okay. Tonno is Italian tuna, which has been packed in very good Italian olive oil. How good is that?
Oh, it's so good.
So what I've done here is it's usually puttanesca has anchovies, the calamati olives,
yeah,
the capers. I took out the anchovies and instead put the Italian tuna, okay?
Yeah.
And that is – and it, the Italian tuna – it's I could eat that just right out of the can.
Well, it's a mild. It's a mild.
Very tasty. It's yeah. a nice. It's,
kids would love this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the noodles, though, Rocco, it almost has.
Well,
it's almost like a spetzel.
Those are our homemade noodles.
They're phenomenal.
They're fresh.
So you made these noodles?
Yeah.
What do you got here? Oh, we'll save that one. That's the shrimp fratiavo. That's next. Let's take a call or two. We have a lot of calls here, and I'll eat some more of this. This is great. Diane in Massachusetts. Diane, you're on.
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Rocco, will you marry me?
So you would have me slaving next to the stove.
Well,
I know what
be
you
some
want
fringe
me for.
Benefits. Anyhow, I want to know if you make brujol, and if you do, can you tell me how you make brujol?
It?
That's my favorite.
That is what I do do.
All right, so you got to tell me.
Okay, how do you do it?
Exactly. There are many different ways that I've seen it. How do you do it?
No. Okay, you get the steak. All right.
Is it like a round steak?
Yeah, flat flank steak, whatever. Nothing very expensive. You pound it, okay, nice and thin. And what I do is thin slices of prosciutto on top of it, some sautéed Italian spinach, pecorino romano, and some breadcrumbs.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And then
I've had it with raisins, and I didn't like it with raisins.
Oh, yeah, that's an Easter preparation. My mother would do it with raisins or for Easter, white raisins. So
spinach, prosciutto, cheese,
pecorino,
and breadcrumbs.
And some breadcrumbs, and you fold it, put your toothpicks in it, you fry it, and you just get the pink out of it. But the key to good brujol is you have to put it in your sauce.
Right.
Right next to your pot. Next to your frying, and you put it right here, and you let it simmer.
Uh-huh.
And the flavor of that sauce, after about 2 hours with the spinach and the pecorino and the prosciutto, you can drink that sauce.
Sounds wonderful. So Thank you so much.
So you just take the pink out of the meat, okay? Mm-hmm. About 5 minutes, you're frying it, sautéing it, then you put it directly into the hot marinara or whatever sauce you have, and let it simmer there for about 2 hours.
Oh.
And let me tell you, but the key is the prosciutto, the sautéed Italian spinach, you know, with the garlic, the parsley, the black pepper,
nice,
what, basil, blah, blah, and then and pecorino, sheep's milk cheese, the best ever.
All right.
Sounds wonderful. You fellas have a great holiday.
Diane, Thank you, dear. Thanks a lot. You know, there's a place in Albany. My wife and I used to go there a lot before we had, you know, 20,
yeah,
30 kids.
I know.
Sam's Italian American.
Oh, yeah. Sam.
They make a brujol, yeah. Or they did. I haven't been there in years, but yeah. I love it. All right, let's go back to the phones and Brian in Peru, Mass. Brian, you're on.
Hi, Rocco. I was wondering if you could help me out.
Sure.
My grandfather's name was Natale.
Uh-huh.
And we used to have this dish called Bonia Calda, and I remember it being anchovies.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me how that all worked?
Bona Coda, isn't that where you mash the anchovies?
And then you just use it like as fondue?
Right, and you dip bread in it.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So I haven't made it in years. Friends of mine used to make it all the time. And you could dip, like, vegetables in it. But I'll tell you, just Google it. And you'll get about 15. Again, I haven't made it in years, but I know it's mashed anchovies. Sometimes they put garlic, sometimes a little Marsala wine, and salt and pepper, and you mash it. And I know I'm missing an ingredient there. I know the dish.
There you go.
Well, I remember him, Natale, I believe. He was born on Christmas. And,
Natale, that's right.
And he'd have that, and he introduced me to it, and I thought it was the weirdest thing. But I grew to like it, and I tried to make it myself over the years. But they'd have that, and some grappa, and Christmas was always happy at my grandma's.
That's all right.
Everybody was smiling.
Brian, thanks a lot for the call. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. 800-348-2551. I'll just pass this over to you while we take our next call. By the way, the shrimp fra diavolo is amazing.
Yeah,
really nice.
That's made with Calabrian chili peppers. Very tasty, hot peppers.
You know, spices, I love spicy food. None of this is hitting me over the head. Spiciness.
Oh, no. I don't do that atomic.
It's nice.
No, it's just got to be subtle heat.
But it's good.
It's good.
Like even the pie, the pizza, has a nice little sizzle to it.
And then we have the honey, and the honey is used to take the heat off.
You want me to take the honey, but I can't do it while I'm doing the show, right?
Well, if you feel it's a little too hot. Little honey.
I'll be even more mush mouth than I am usually.
You're sweet enough.
Hey. So we had an email from Sandra who says, we do this yearly. Attaches our menu from last year's feast. She does a printed out menu.
Oh, wow.
The seven fishes. It's pretty nice. Looks like a good
crab cake, shrimp cocktail, baked stuffed clams, cheese, olives, the linguine with clam sauce, grilled octopus. Oh, I love the octopus salad. Lobster mac and cheese, winter greens. Very nice.
So there is a certain amount of leeway. You can kind of be creative with the seven.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, back to the phones. We have so many calls here. 800-348-2551. Chris in Colony is next. Chris.
Hello. Oh, hi. I love this show. I'm sitting in a parking lot for 25 minutes.
Well, you finally made it. Thank you.
This is awesome and really taking me back to a lot of memories.
Yeah, they're the best.
50 years ago.
Yep.
As a kid, I remember having a cold fish salad.
Yes.
And it was very mild fish.
It's probably the bacala.
I think there was parsley in it.
Oh, yeah, the parsley. Ours has parsley.
Sure
the
does.
The bacala salad.
What is it?
Bacala, codfish.
It's really good.
You know, you may have said this before I got on,
yeah.
but
yes,
how
yes.
do you do bacala? You buy it in a box?
No, you have to go to a very good fish market and ask for
cod, right?
Cod. And hopefully they've, because it's transported heavily salted and very hard. So they would have to make sure, ask them, say, have you soaked this for at least 3 days? And then all the salt is out of it. And then you just fry it, bake it, simmer it, whatever.
And you did it.
Okay.
You prepared it in a salad
in
preparation here with a couple of different olives.
Olives, celery. You could put hot peppers in there. Oh yeah, that's it. It's the bacala.
It's very. It's the first one we had today. That's why you missed it, Chris.
That's why you missed it.
I did. All right.
Well,
thank you so much. I love your show. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. Let's go over to Judy in Del Mar. Hello, Judy. You're on with Rocco DeFazio.
Hi, this is a great show. I've got a couple of comments.
So okay.
I grew up in a large Italian family, and when this woman was just on talking about the baklava, I mean, I remember my grandmother soaking it in the bathroom tub.
Yes.
And, you know, and I was a kid then, and I would go, oh, no, I got to take a bath. What am I going to do?
With the fish,
that's
with
right.
the stalk.
With the fishes.
Fish is stalk.
Luca Brasi.
That was a highlight of our Christmas Eve.
It's good thing she didn't have the live eels in it.
Yeah, I did want to comment on the eggplant parm that someone was talking about because they fry it.
Right.
Well, I grew up with it being fried, but as I started doing it, what I do when I do the breadcrumbs and the egg, I bake it. I put it on a sheet in the oven.
Oh yeah, that's right. You could do that also, right?
Yeah, and I use canola oil, and I know that's a sin because we all use olive oil, but the olive oil is a little heavier.
It is a little heavier.
And I have so many people that love my eggplant. I mean, it's just amazing. So that's what I do. I don't fry it. I bake it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, but this is a great show, I have to say. It's bringing back a lot of memories. And a couple years ago, we had a bunch of friends come over and we did the seven fishes on Christmas Eve and we stuffed squid and put it in the oven and it exploded.
Oh,
it was just, I think
you're supposed
it too
simmer.
Much.
Simmer it in sauce.
That's a good story.
And it was just all over the oven. But what we did is we put it all together and we baked it and it was like a casserole.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great one.
With all the stuffing and the squid. So
squid surprise, we call that.
Yeah.
Well, Judy, thanks for the call.
I have to tell you, this is a great show.
Well, we appreciate you checking in here. Let's go over to Heather in Clifton Park. Heather, you're on.
Hi. I, too, had an Italian family. My grandmother did all the Italian cooking in my house. Unfortunately, she had a thing. She didn't want her female family members to be stuck in the kitchen. She had never been educated, and she wanted them to go to college and not be cooking and slaving over a stove. And so none of us really got a handle on her recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking a question about her recipes.
Okay.
So she used to make this Italian cheesecake from... I think she called it ricotta.
Ricotta. Yeah, ricotta.
Yes.
Very simple recipe.
How can I find that in a restaurant, though? You can never find it.
No, you can't. They're going to give you...
He's Italian. They give you American, white, whatever, that
cream yellowy cheese
stuff.
Yeah, no, right. Nobody makes... you won't find any ricotta cakes in any Italian restaurant.
Why?
They just don't.
Yeah, why?
It's very easy to make. It's like four ingredients: the ricotta cheese, you know, your seasonings, your lemon, and you just bake it. But for whatever reason, you know,
it's like got to be in a bakery, Italian bakery.
You could get ricotta cakes. Yeah. You go to any.
Very light.
Very light. Yes.
Cake.
Lemon.
So light.
Season it with fresh lemon, lemon rind. Oh yeah, around Christmas you can find them in the Italian bakeries. We got the cake.
Italian bakeries.
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to ask around. You ever make it in your restaurant or?
You know, once in a while I do, believe it or not.
Did you bring any today? Is the important
come on.
Question. Come
I
on, Rocco.
You, I brought you everything else.
You sure did, man.
What didn't he bring?
Yeah,
okay,
he brought
the other thing is I cannot make broccoli rabe without it tasting bitter. I mean, it is my favorite, and I still eat it bitter, but what do you do to get rid of that?
Lemon. Good oil. Are you sautéing it?
I do. I sauté it. I have also steamed it, but that's not very good. Sauté it is usually with garlic.
Yeah, the garlic, the olive oil. Hmm. I'll tell you, a secret ingredient for every butter will sweeten it, okay?
Okay.
In your olive oil. If you want to get that bitter taste out of it, throw a little butter in there.
Yeah.
And... did you cut the ends off and slit them a little bit?
Oh, okay.
No, sounds like you didn't. You got to cut those ends off.
And it's very leafy when I buy it at the grocery store.
No, you got to trim those things. You got to trim. You got to just take the soft parts. You got to get rid of those hard stems.
You see?
But the leaf is fine. Just the hard stem.
Yes, that's the bitter part. I thought you had already done that. No, that's where the bitterness is.
Now we learn. All right, Heather, that's your wisdom for today, and thank you for calling. She quickly over stuff. To Maria in Old Chatham. Maria, you're on with Rocco DeFazio.
Hi, Rocco. My family's Sicilian.
I won't hold that against you. I'm only kidding.
We grew up in Brooklyn, and so Christmas Eve was a really big deal because we were big families. My great-grandfather, my mother's side, was a Monsu chef, and so he was an Italian cook who had French technique. And then on my father's side, my father's father was trained in Italy as a chef.
Wow.
And so... there was food all the time at Christmas Eve. And I still do the fishes.
Nice.
I do 7 fishes for Christmas Eve and invite everybody I can invite. Mm. So we have between 28 and 34 people in a sit-down dinner.
Nice. So we're about out of time, Maria. You wanted to make a comment about eggplants?
Yeah. 2 things. Number one, my great-grandfather never breaded his eggplant. So what we do is, for the man who asked about it, we brush the eggplant with olive oil and just put it under the broiler for a few seconds,
okay.
And that cooks it, you know, and makes it good, perfect. It doesn't have to be fried, and then you can put it in and put the sauce and the mozzarella and the cheese.
Beautiful.
So that's another way that he could do it, and it's delicious without any breading on it. Actually, you taste the eggplant better.
Sure.
All right, Maria, we're out of time.
The lady who just called about the broccoli rabe, if she uses a little bit of chicken stock to steam it, it'll take some of the bitterness out.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Maria, thanks. Go ahead, Rocco.
So our last thing you would have is the dessert on Christmas Eve.
Sure.
And what you have in front of you is limoncello Jeanette's.
No way.
We got the cheese. The other thing was the biscotti. We have these made for us. Bella Bonte biscotti, which are the best. anise flavor.
Let's have it after the show. We're done.
And the last thing is torrone. You'd have torrone, the nougat.
Can we do that?
Why not?
Let's do it. Rocco DeFazio, thanks for being here, my friend. Support comes from Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts, preparing weddings, showers, reunions, and more at the Curtis House with 3 B&B rooms available or at their recently renovated barn, Farm de Vaz Florals. Information at GloriosaCo.com. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends for holiday gifts, weddings, and corporate events. RollingRockSalt.com for events and details. Elements Hot Tub Spa, downtown Amherst, Massachusetts, offering hot tubs in 5 indoor or outdoor private rooms, plus a team of massage therapists for individuals and couples. ElementsHotTubSpa.com for gift certificates and photo gallery. That's all we have time for on the show. Zach Malloy, our engineer, thank you, sir. Thanks to everybody calling. Thanks to Rocco DeFazio. Stand by for news.